Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. Was not singing, definitely was not dancing, not at all, not this time. In fact, I have something that I'm going to share. And it's a true real fact. It's that really real, true real fact. Of all the projects that I'm involved with, all the things that I have going on, all of the stuff that I'm doing, this is the one that I enjoy the most. This is what I enjoy the most. It is a couple levels below my happy place, below me singing, dancing in the G-Rod, making my chest pop, and doing the things that make me feel good. It's right up in there. Of all the things, of all the projects and works I have going on, this is the one that's right there. Definitely top three. Definitely top three. Noobs, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. That's all I've asked for. It didn't matter how many seconds. It did not matter how many minutes. And it doesn't matter if you become a regular or not. You probably should. But if you don't, no judge zone. This isn't a judge phone. This is a judge-free zone. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we do what we do. Regs, this feels like every single day. But it's not every single day. It just feels that way because we have this special, unique bond. Yeah, we do. And I'm going to share because sharing is caring. However, you shouldn't share everything. Free advice. Bird like voice. Sharing is caring, but you should not share everything. And sometime in the near or distant future, you pick, you choose, act a multiple choice. We will say this is what it was, this is what it is, and this is what it always will be. We have no problem rewriting history. In fact, I'll be honored to rewrite history. So if you're time traveling to rewrite history from the future, hey, it was always that. What you just said. There are a lot of things that keep me up at night. I try to point out a few. I try to point out the new ones when they come up. I try to point out some of the old ones when they go away. I do. But I think it's been a long, long time since I mentioned or brought up what I fear the most. It's been a long time coming, and it's still the same thing, although it's changed over the years. It's not what it used to be because I've grown as a person. I'm not who I am before. I've learned many, many lessons, whether hard or easy, and just living life and life's experience. And with some experiences came wisdom. But I will say that I am more trusting of my gut feeling and intuition now. I really, really am, because it makes things a lot easier for me. It makes things a lot more enjoyable for me. They do. Especially with the one thing that I fear the most. It just helps. It just helps. Either that, or I can just start pressing my I believe button more often than not. But when I'm pressing the I believe button more often than not, things can go left, things can go right, or things can just be gone. And we don't even know where they went. What happened? What happened was, don't know. It went poof. And so I try not to press the I believe button as much anymore, because I believe button it was fun in the beginning. It was fun in the middle, but it ain't fun in the end. It's not. Some of the chaotic moments, some of the epic journeys. Been there, done that. I done watched that movie play. It's definitely one of my favorite movies, but at some point after you done watch your favorite movie 30 times in a row, 31 is just a little bit too much. And yes, you can have too much of a good thing. Fight, man. Fight, man. Because that's a true fact. That is a true fact. So, I'm not pressing the I believe button as much anymore. I'm relying on intuition. I'm relying on gut feeling. And it's not to say that I don't make decisions, or I don't put in the effort and put in the work of making decisions or being thoughtful. It's me admitting that I am a little bit too thoughtful. I get trapped in the weeds. In other words, I am taking in input after input after input after input. And when you're taking in so much input, when it's time to make a decision, or when you need to make a decision, you want to take more input in because you want to make sure it's a right decision. I know, folks. I know, peeps. And this is the I know he, and not the I know ha ha. That's a couple of steps under being a perfectionist, or everything has to go accordingly, perfect and all that stuff. As I've mentioned many, many times, I am a recovering perfectionist. That is a lifestyle and a life that I wish on no one, not even my worstest enemy or best of enemies. Mm-mm. They don't deserve that. Nobody deserves that. That is hard. That is tough. And that is difficult. So I'm a couple of steps under that. And it took a while for me to get there. And that was one of my fears in the past, was not living up to expectations. And when you have unreasonable expectations, and I'm saying unreasonable now because looking back is pretty much unreasonable. But in the time, you think that it's within reach. And so you're constantly trying to get there. And I'm just going to give you the Vince's note on that. If you want more in depth, I suggest you go back and review the historical documents. The title is somewhat, or the title should be something about perfection or perfectionist. I think I wrote it that way. And it'll go more in depth and more in details about me being recovering perfectionist. I can admit that. I have no shame in it. I will put that out there for any and everybody to know. It's not a weakness. It's not a strength. It is just a shade of me, a part of me, something that helped me get to the place where I am today. And without that, and without other things, I wouldn't be who I am. I know it's cliche to sound, but it's so true. Yeah, it is. It's so true. But I'm not a perfectionist anymore. There's sometimes I slip up and relapse and what have you, but I'm able to easily catch myself and get back out of that world, get back out of that world. But I'm a few steps under that. And that's why I don't press the I believe button anymore. And that's why I go with intuition and gut feeling, because I would just continuously taking on information, trying to get it exact, trying to get it perfect. But now I'm like, all right, I got enough information. I got enough intel. I've done enough research. I am well prepared. And now I am just going to let intuition, gut feeling, and the universe do what they do. I'm preparing for what I can control and prepare for everything else that comes up or comes around. I'm trusting that I have enough information. I am prepared enough to be able to tackle, be able to handle whatever's thrown my way. If I gotta make a left catch, I gotta make a left catch. If I gotta make a right catch, I gotta make a right catch. But I only practice making catches from the middle. It's okay. A catch is a catch. I guess that's the easiest way I can put it after explaining it in detail before. And that leads me to saying what my greatest fear is. And that's why I don't press the I believe button, or that's why I'm more so of using intuition and gut feeling. It's the unknown. It is the unknown. It is what's next, what's around the corner, what is happening. I am able to, I guess, get through. I am able to utilize that to my advantage in a sense, because I'm not pressing the I believe button. Not for that. I'm just doing what I need to do, concentrating on what I can control in the known, and just trusting and relying on my intuition and gut feeling to take care of the unknown. And that's why I'm at this stage in my life. Some of you may be past that. Hey, reach out. Reach out. Virtually, that is. Or good luck. Or, hey, I'll be where you are at some point. You pick, you choose. I'm just the narrator. I am just the narrator. But yeah, it's the fear of the unknown. And it's not one of those, fear of flying or fear of heights or fear of snakes. It's just one of the many, many things that keep me up at night. Of the possibilities and what can happen, but I'm not letting it affect me in a negative way. I'm just using that energy. I'm using that to be more aware and continue to grow as a person and set up and have benchmarks where I used to be here. Now I've come this far. But that's probably something else that I need to do a little bit more of and recognize how far along I've come, because I don't like to do that, because there's always growth. There's always improvement. And it's not improvement for perfection, mind you. It's just to be a better version of me on that day or for that moment. I'm good with it. I am good with it. Yeah, I am. How about this? How about this? You tell the rest of us, since we got this special, special, unique bond, what's your greatest fear? What do you fear? And don't worry, this is a no judge zone. Like I said in the beginning, it really and truly is. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Noobs, and or new, for giving me the opportunity. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Regs, hey, you know what I got to do. You know what I got to do. So just hold on, because I got to do it. Be sure to check out Extra Extra, VDGSports.com. That is VDGSports.com. There's a YouTube as well. Like, subscribe, share, basically do whatever it is you do there. Comment if you must. Comment if you must. We clap back. And that YouTube is Extra Extra VDG. Extra Extra VDG. We're growing. Yeah, we are. Slowly but surely. And this is one of the most things that I'm proud of. And I am honored to do. And it's top three for sure. Now back to the regs. I was thinking about giving it to you. Maybe, just maybe, I've given you a little taste. I've given you crumbs. This time I'm just going to say, I'm out. Mm-hmm.